Good morning. Let's begin. We are in the Shar Hasheni, paragraph Beis. So it's page Lamed Beis in the Sefer, second section Beis. Hadarach Harishon. So remember again, the way this particular chapter began was with the statement, Hidarchi Hasibos Shis Orer HaAdam Bahen Lashul Midrach HaVarayim Hem Shisha. There are six different reasons or six different pathways through which a person is awakened to do tshuva. So you remember, Rabbeinu Yonah made that statement. Then he went on a little bit onto a tangent. Not a tangent, but a related conversation. Now we're coming back to actually articulate and enumerate the six different ways. So he says, Hadarach HaRishon, the first path, Kasher Timsa. So meaning, these are the six pathways, or the six, we're going to see like life events that awaken people to do tshuva. So what's the first? Kasher timtza'ena es ha'ish tsaros, when a person encounters difficulties, yashuv el libo v'yomar. A person should internalize these difficulties, and he should say, what should he say? Ein ze ki im darko, uma'alalov asher asu elalo. When bad things happen to me, this is a manifestation of my negative behaviors. This is as a result of the bad things that I do. The chata of olalul nafsho. So as I said, this in and of itself is a very dramatic statement. What does this mean? Meaning, is the Shari Tshuva actually saying that when bad things happen in life, that represents the idea that I've sinned? Meaning, something goes wrong for me, therefore it means that I've committed an avera. So it could be that's what he's saying. Oh, but understand that is theologically problematic. Why is it theologically problematic? Because first of all, we know, tzadik v'ralo, bad things happen to good people. Bad things happen to good people for a whole variety of different reasons. The other piece is, it's a very scary statement, because if that's true, that means every single time someone is stricken with something, or something happens, something doesn't go right, that person is being punished. That's a very, very, very black and white way to look at life and to look at the world, and I think very often can be theologically incorrect. That's, I don't think that's what the Shai Tshuva is saying. If you look at his words very carefully, he says, Kasher timsa'ena es ha'ish tsaros, when I encounter difficulties, yoshiv el libo. Yoshiv el libo means I have to internalize these events. What the Shai Tshuva is saying is the following, that in life, every single thing that occurs to us has to be a wake-up call for something. For something. Now, again, do I understand why things happen in life? No. No, more often than not, I don't know. Do I understand why sometimes things go right, why sometimes things go wrong? No, I don't necessarily know. But every single thing that occurs to me in life has to be a wake-up call for growth and for development. So the Shari Tshuva saying is like this. When something, quote-unquote, bad, you know, because remember, again, what we call tsaras, what we call difficulties, we also have a concept of gamzula tova. We also have a concept that kol ma'ado aved rachmano l'tava, whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is good. Sometimes the good is apparent, sometimes the good is not apparent, sometimes the good feels good, sometimes the good doesn't feel so good, but everything is good. Everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what he's saying is like this, when something, quote-unquote, bad happens to me in life, that is a wake-up call to examine myself, to examine my deeds, to examine how it is that I am living. It's a very, very important idea. It has to be a wake-up call. I can't say enough. Do I understand why and how these events have occurred? Not necessarily, but I have to use it for what we call a hisorus, for an awakening and a self-evaluation. The Yomar, a person should say, Ein ze ki im darko uma'alalav asher asu elo. Perhaps it is my actions that have caused these events to occur. In other words, how am I living my life? Well, this is an incredible yisod. You know, sometimes people encounter tumultuous activities and they forget to do a cheshbon nefesh. We forget sometimes just to self-evaluate. We forget to look inward. Why is this happening to me? And again, remember, the answer isn't because I'm bad, because I'm this, because this. The answer is sometimes the Ribono Shel Olam sends us wake-up calls in all different ways. By the way, sometimes those wake-up calls are in the form of bracha. You know, sometimes something so wonderful and beautiful occurs, and you say to yourself, you know, I don't know that I deserve this. I don't know that I deserved this particular bracha. So why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give it to me? That's also cause for a wake up call and introspection. But certainly when things don't go according to plan, that is the opportunity ultimately again to internalize, to analyze, to reflect, and to see what's happening in my life. So he goes on, he says, the chata'av olu l'nafsho, v'yashuv el Hashem v'yirachameh. So the first thing the Shari Tshuva discusses over here is that sometimes adverse events or adverse realities, difficulties in life, are an incredible wake-up call to Tshuva. Because sometimes the events that occur to us, again, I can't stress this enough, because sometimes people, I think, are too much of theological literalists, and they assume that when something negative occurs, it must be a punishment from the Ribono Shel Olam. Mm-hmm. To be clear, none of us is a Navi, none of us has a crystal ball, and none of us knows exactly why God does the things He does. When Mashiach comes, and there's a restoration of prophecy, we'll have a Navi who will tell us exactly why things occur. But until that day, we don't know. We don't know. All we can do is use the events of life as a call to action. So when something, quote-unquote, negative, and I use the word quotations, because remember, again, even the negative things in life we feel are good from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is a wake-up call. That is a wake-up call. The way I internalize those negative events is there's something that's skewed in my life. There's something that's not in a state of equilibrium. There's something that's just not in balance. How do I correct? How should I evaluate? What should I be doing differently? Says the Shari Tshuva, this is the first pathway to Tshuva. Adverse or negative circumstances are the wake-up call to change my life, to adjust my life, to change myself. And that's what the Pasuk says in the Tochecha, in Devarim, that what's going to happen, you will literally, the ra'os, rabos, tzaros, the adverse circumstances and intense difficulties will find you, and you will say, the reason these events occurred is because the Ribono Shel Olam is not within me. That is why mitzauni hara'os ha'ila. This is why ultimately, again, these negative events have befallen me. We'll say, again, so incredible you sowed. Now when negative events, what we perceive as negative events, occur to us in life, that is a call to tshuva. That is a call to reevaluate. That is a call to introspect. That is a call to examine my life. V'tira, b'minag basar adam, kiyachete ish li'ish. You can see this even in interpersonal relationships. Sometimes one person sins against another. Uba'is tsaraso yischarit v'yikana elav. Bibneshu tsarach la'azrasan. So what happens sometimes? I wrong Ruvain. And what happens? I make absolutely no event to reconcile. Until when? Until I realize I need him. Right? I need him. For whatever the metzias is, I'm going to need Ruvain for something. So we'll say, you know, that if you have a falling out with someone, and for years, you don't make any attempt in reconciliation, and then what happens? You need the guy. So suddenly one day you decide to go ahead and apologize. So you know what happens? It's nice. But Reuven sees right through that. Reuven is going to say, Silver's not sincere. He doesn't really want to apologize to me. He needs me for something. So he's using me. So he understands the apology is the prerequisite ultimately to getting what he wants from me. But it is not a sincere apology. This type of apology is gerua. It's not really sincere in the eyes of my friend. Kinyan Shnemar Yiftach. What is the Shari Tshuva saying? So remember, he just got finished saying that when a person encounters tsaros, so that is a call to tshuva. But isn't that insincere? At the end of the day, so what you're telling me is the reason I'm doing tshuva is because I'm in the middle of difficulties, right? That's why I'm returning back. Why didn't I return back before the difficulties? So now I'm doing tshuva because I want the difficulties to stop. So is that not insincere? And the answer is, it is, but it's okay. Because although it doesn't work between us, although again, if I wrong you and wait to apologize until I need something from you, you're going to say, wow, that is a really insincere apology, and you may or may not accept it, although you should accept it anyway. The Ribono Shel Olam accepts tshuva, however, whenever, and wherever it comes. And even at the end of the day, if it's not the most sincere tshuva, it's not happening spontaneously, but it's only happening as a result or as a reaction to negative events, the Ribbono Shel Olam accepts it as well. He says, "Umechazdei Hashem Yisbarach Shemekabel Hatshuva Mitoch Hatzara." Even though it is reactionary tshuva, and even though it's only occurring because the circumstances in my life are difficult, Utihi L'Ratzon L'Fanav V'Yav Nedavas Achote B'Shuva Adav. Nevertheless, even though it's reactionary tshuva, the Ribbono Shel Olam accepts it, the Ribbono Shel Olam loves it, and it's one of the great chasadim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us. All right, we'll stop over here. We'll pick up the next paragraph tomorrow. I forgot to carry you. Good to see you.